Presenting the Warm Umbilical Cord of Knowledge, GRD Weekly.
Yeah. I'm hearing a little bit of 2001 music going off in the background as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. Sure.
What, you don't like it?
No, it's okay. Just made me think about, like, placenta and stuff. You know, it's just,
If more men saw birth. Placentas, more men would be all about birth
sex.
Control.
Yes,
no,
they would.
No, birth control.
Right.
There's a difference between no sex and birth control.
Okay.
Not for Catholics, but for the rest of us.
For everybody else.
Hey, what the hell is this, by the way? What are we doing?
This is GRD Weekly number 12, baby!
You like that? It's called a setup.
Good
Tuesday,
job.
May 20th of 2008. It's an even dozen of these bad boys right here.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh, it is.
Isn't that crazy talk?
It is.
Yes.
But you realize, out of 12 episodes, you're the only person that's been in all 12 episodes, I believe.
No, he hasn't.
No, you
no,
haven't.
Hasn't.
You missed one.
He missed one.
That's right.
That's right,
none
you
of
did.
Us have. Crazy
well,
talk.
So you never know what you're going to get on
no,
this show.
No, you don't. You really don't. All right. Sitting over there, friends, living proof that anal sex is not an alternative to birth control. That there is Billy Flynn.
My rhymes are so potent that in the small segment, I made all of the ladies in the first two rows pregnant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. Good
Holy
job.
Holy mackerel.
Thank you.
All right, over there, fitness guru, and I can't think of anything nasty to say that relates to our opening comments, so we're just going to say that there's the Bruce.
I can feel the anger dwelling within you.
I can.
Nice. And as for me, well, I'm just the vicar.
This is what I do. My house, my car, this is my crew.
Nice. Thank you very much. In case you guys can't tell from our bumpers there at the beginning, our topic for this here GRD number 12 is geeky tunes. Geeky music, boys and girls. That's right. We
oh,
do it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Now
yeah.
you know. Now you know
Ingenious.
Why.
Ingenious.
And knowing.
Brilliant.
Knowing's half the battle.
What's the other
G.I. Joe action set. Nerdy Joe not included.
Ooh, damn.
You gotta buy them extra.
I was all about the Joes up until they started having, like, Sergeant Slaughter figure and all that stupid stuff.
You had to mail away for Sergeant Slaughter.
I know, but you had to mail away for the Cobra Commander, but
yes,
that was
you did.
Cool.
That was.
Except when I got him, he had the helmet. I was wanting the hood.
The hoodie.
I wanted with the hood up on him, right?
Well, yeah. We all want a little bit of the hood.
Yeah.
Well. What can you say?
Ooh. Nasty.
Anyway.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Well, that hood.
Those were awesome. The original, I had the original 12, and of course you had to buy the extra Cobra soldier and the extra Cobra officer, because you needed a bunch of them
oh, yeah,
to fight, right?
To knock
so
around.
I had all of those, and then the next year, what was it, like 84? Maybe 83, I don't know. They came out with the new set with Gung-Ho,
Gung-Ho.
and Snow Job, which is still dirty, but that was his name, and Doc, and Airborne, and all those guys.
Snow Job? I
yeah.
don't remember Snow Job. I remember Storm Shadow, but I don't remember
yeah,
Snow Job.
Snow Job was the dude with the in the white
as long as it wasn't
skis.
Snowball. Cause
no, there was no snowball in it.
That's
well,
good.
We don't know that.
Hey.
We don't know what went on.
Don't
on
ask,
the
don't tell
flag.
At the Joe compound.
Hey, watch the soap, dude. I don't know.
Okay.
Hell. All right. Wow. Well, here we are sitting once again here at the Vicarage. Stone cold chilling. Got the Red Bull handy. What
is right?
Yeah.
Why do you have the Red Bull?
Because I need it. I'm beat,
okay.
man. I'm tired. Don't
I need
sound
it.
A little...
No, you sound like an addict is what you sound
well,
like.
Well, yeah, sure.
I need it, man.
We're going to have another intervention for the vicar.
I need
right.
it, man.
Fine. Okay, fine. The Bruce, what you been doing geeky-fied this week, Big Daddy?
You almost said baby,
know,
didn't you?
Big Daddy.
Hey, Big Baby.
Roy Batty.
Baby. I'm a baby. Not much in the geeky week. I spent
what?
Most of this week catching up with the honey-do list.
Yeah,
all that fun
okay.
stuff that I had to do.
I've heard about those.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Picturing I'm not in school right now and I'm not working, you know, 40, 50 hours.
At all.
Shh. I've got time to catch up on all the honeydew stuff. But I did watch Battlestar Galactica.
Yes, sir, you did.
All I can say is, jump!
Basically.
Yeah, she pops right out of the water. Oh, that was so cool.
That's yeah, crazy.
Got the blank look from the vicar
he does.
Again,
that's
yeah.
fine. He can have the blank look.
I'm thinking about something else.
So, no more. So... President Roslin and Baltar go off on a field trip together? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and where did they go? Oh, who knows?
You'll find out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Everything
weeks.
Is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everything. I noticed
What's
that.
What's going on next week?
Well, it's, I guess, because of travel this week, everything is next week. See, this is a holiday weekend coming up.
Oh, that's right. That's
because,
right,
you know, everything
right.
Battlestar Galactica is, you know, in 2 weeks. Lost is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, like nobody has a TiVo.
No, right? I mean,
schmucks.
Oh, well.
Went on to a nice fun party with the wife on Saturday. I got rained on a little bit, but I still had a good time.
Nice.
It was
an outdoor venue.
Is that
well? It was in and out. We part of it was inside, part of it was outside.
That's not innuendo, is it?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Whew. High school's changed a little bit since I was a kid.
Wow.
I'm still playing Iron Man.
Nice.
And I downloaded Merle Lafferty's Wasteland, the fourth part in the Patio Book series, mm-hmm. Evan. But my MP3 player is on the blink, so I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
Damn. Yeah. Dude, I'm sorry to hear that.
No MP3 player for you?
Yeah, no.
So sorry, dude.
I don't even get the rice or roni, do I?
No, well, you... Do you prefer that one?
I like the other one better.
Okay, good. All
right, fine. Just for you, dude.
The soundtrack that plays in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right,
yeah,
then.
Tell me about it.
Oh, the vicar. All right, your turn.
That's really your week?
That is it, I swear.
Honeydew List and Iron Man.
And Battlestar Galactica.
And that jump!
Could be worse.
Was it? That could be less geeky.
Could be worse.
What about you there, Billy Flynn? What you got, man?
Let's see. On my list here, well, the missus and I, because, you know, delving into some old bad movies based on video games, decided, hey, she's never seen it. It's been more than 10 years since I've seen it. Why not? Let's give Street Fighter one more chance.
Nice.
Oh, you know, before lovely. The new one comes out, the new one can't possibly be any worse than what this was. What a horrid, horrid movie. Raul Julia, I'm still sorry for you. Raul Julia's last performance.
Okay, you heard it here first. Billy Flynn actually said that the new one cannot possibly be worse. If that isn't the kiss of death.
Famous last words,
dude,
yeah, it's true.
His suit gave him CPR. How could it be any dumber than his suit giving him CPR?
We shall find out.
How about a stealth boat that turns invisible that you can see on radar, but you just can't see it? My God, I don't know
what... They got that stealth thing backwards, didn't they?
They did, just a little bit. Caught up on some CSI because I've had programming backed up on my TiVo for a little bit, and one of them...
I didn't know you watched CSI.
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan of CSI. One of them, I might be dropping it because who knows, it's getting silly, but I was very happy with this one because this had like a guy there at the police station.
Yeah.
Takes off, runs. The cops hit him with a taser, and he bursts into flames.
Don't tase me, bro.
Right.
Line, man.
Don't roast me. So what's fun is they're trying to figure out how this happened because you
rubbing
can't
alcohol?
Really set somebody on fire with a taser gun. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, they figured out that one of the cops had hit the guy with pepper spray first, but it wasn't the departmental issued pepper spray. So it was using a kind that had a flammable element to it. So they test this, and when they go to test this on like the dummy, they look over to the window and there's two lab techs watching the experiment. It's Jamie and Adam from Mythbusters.
Really?
Yes,
nice.
It was.
Oh man!
And you know, they boom, and it goes on fire. They look back over, and they thumbs up again. And what's great is that Adam still managed to overact, even though he didn't say a word.
Really?
Yeah.
And Jamie still had the beret.
Yes, he still had the beret. Absolutely.
I missed that.
I was like, what? What? It's Jamie? Oh my God! Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who, Doctor Who travels back with Donna to 1921, I believe, and they met Agatha Christie.
Oh, okay.
That was fun, because everything that was going on was like stuff from her books, so ooh. But she'd only written 6 books by this point.
I understand that. I could have told you that.
Really?
No.
Okay. Because they also, something I didn't know, and I looked it up later, and I love when they do this, apparently they showed up on the day that Agatha Christie actually, in real life, disappeared, was gone for 2 days, showed back up at a hotel 2 days later, and never spoke of the event ever in her lifetime. And this explains what happened.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Battlestar Galactica, of course.
Woo!
Jump!
Okay.
Telling you. See, you got it. Okay, bunch of comics. Let's go through that. Dead Space number 3. Dead Space.
Now, what's Dead Space?
Dead Space is the one which is kind of, it's on a space station thing somewhere. People, they're mining and doing all the stuff that you do in the future. And
they
find...
Dead?
No. Well, not yet.
Well, then that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you see, there are people that die because they find this, what purports to be a religious artifact, which starts giving people visions and stuff.
I love that.
And it gets a little crazy. It's a Battlestar Galactica kind of feel to it, and there's a tiny bit of Lovecraft. Tiny. Maybe
just a little.
Just enough to give it some...
size of Lovecraft. Man, that's tiny.
Just to give it a little bit of spice, if you will.
Okay.
Just give it a little bit of spice. Issue 3, very, very good. House of Mystery, number 1. I believe you read this, too, sir.
I read that, too, sir. I enjoyed that. What'd you think?
That was damn fine storytelling.
Yeah, I like the direction that's going.
I can't wait to see it.
This is a real reintroduction of a genre that comics really haven't been in a while. This was popular, it was popular in the 50s, and then it was popular again in the 70s.
Late 70s.
And it's got that feel.
It does.
It's still got that Neil Adams pencil in it, the Cain and Abel, and all of the stuff that we liked from DC's old House of Mystery, and it's kind of still there. So
which
I was
fantastic.
Real pleased with that.
George R.R. Martin's Wild Cards, number 2 of 6, The Hard Call. Fantastic. If you've ever read the books, it's a pretty, it's a good introduction for people that haven't read the books.
I ain't never read George R.R. Martin.
Then you should, the comic, pick it up. It's fantastic. There was a virus, you see, which just like totally... obliterated lots of different people. It made some people demented monsters, and it gave some people superpowers.
Oh my goodness.
Go figure.
Wow. Coin toss.
Halloween Night Dance number 4, it was okay. Did you read the Iron Man Viva Las Vegas, the Jon Favreau?
No, I haven't gotten hold of it yet.
Okay, issue 1?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Just okay?
Just okay.
It feels like this could have been just like one, you know, prestige, oversized story that they decided to split up into 4 chunks. Yeah. And as it is, not enough of the story happens in the first one for you to really... It's an interesting setup. Ooh, there's a bunch of lizards in Vegas.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that like every day?
It makes sense, dude. It makes sense. Silent Hill number 3, still fantastic. If you ever played Silent Hill, it is a fantastic adaptation. Well, not even an adaptation. It's a brand new story. But it absolutely fits into the whole Silent Hill universe. And wow, I read a lot of horror comics. Look at this. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Raising Kain number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Leatherface. That's Wildstorm.
Oh, okay.
Which, of course, thanks to the whole
Jim
thing
Lee
with the
right?
Yeah, with the whole thing going on with the DC universe, that means that Leatherface as well as Freddy and Jason both can exist in the same universe
in the
as Superman.
Nice, wow.
That is fantastic. You gotta love that, sir. I rewatched the Indiana Jones trilogy to get ready for the movie, which I'm going to go see tomorrow night at midnight. Woo! Still gotta say, my favorite is still Raiders. Still think it's the best film. I will defend that. I will defend that to no matter who wants to say it. And you know, Temple of Doom, for all you people that say it's a bunch of poo, ha to you I say. It's a damn fine film in its own right.
Okay, you can say ha to me. I still think it's crap.
Well, watch it again. I don't think you're giving it a fair shake. You've got to realize it's a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff that they didn't get to fit into Raiders goes into this one.
Uh-huh.
And that's just what it is. It can't be as good as Raiders. It can't, because it's not as epic of a story as Raiders. It's just an Indiana Jones adventure. And for that, it does what it's supposed to do.
I still think The Last Crusade's the best, personally.
Watch it again.
I will.
Okay. I'll There's lots of mistakes. I didn't want to, but I was going, oh, that couldn't have happened. That couldn't have happened either. And that's just plain silly. But I digress. More Grand Theft Auto. I'm on the second island now. I've killed more mob bosses, and I'm now wanted by more people and having to start all over again with just the money in my pocket. Fantastic. And the wife and I have been playing a bunch more Mario Kart, including Mario Kart Online. Thank you. And she would be happy for you to know that once again, in a nice little 4-race contest, she beat me by 1 freaking point.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man.
On the last race, I got slammed. I was in first place, got slammed. Second, third, and boom, she comes in and slips into third place. Just enough points to edge me out.
She slipped in the third hole.
She did, man. What you going to do? Hey!
What you going to do?
You can't put your finger there.
Oh, hey!
Hey,
whoa,
put your finger there.
Now, wait a
Thank you. Thank you. Someone knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye!
All right, how about me? Books, Patio Books, Jack Palms 2, This Is Life from Seth Harwood. Yes, I like Jack Wakes Up that
I
much.
I like Jack Wakes Up.
I like Jack Wakes Up, and I cannot lie. They walk around in the eating pie, and I don't really...
The judges said I was like a vacuum cleaner with a puffer fish on the end.
Wow, they must have liked you, sir.
So that's good stuff. Seth Harwood, digging it, digging on it. It's nice. Comics, he mentioned House of Mystery. Hit that already?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I hit that.
Yeah.
I read Death, the Time of Your Life, and what was the other one? Death, the...
The Girl Who Would Be Death?
No, Death, Time of Your Life, and the other one was...
A Day in the Life?
No, Death, the Musical?
The High Cost of Living?
High Cost of Living, that's the other one, yes. I read those. I read Huntress, Year One, Issue Number One. I don't know why. Just eh. Gaiman's Winter's Edge, too. You said you had read those. You have those issues. I read that. But doing a lot of Neil Gaiman. Also read The Facts in the Case of the Departure of Miss Finch, which is a one-shot comic adaptation of a short story of Gaiman's that just came out a couple of weeks ago. So I hit that, too. Yeah, that's right. I hit that.
Wow. Just hitting all those.
Really? I know.
Good
I'm
job.
Hitting all that.
Don't be a hater.
It's madness. Music. New Cure single is out. I think we mentioned this in the news back on the Daily Show a few weeks ago. In preparation for their 13th album release... Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's made up.
I thought that was my phone.
I know. Sorry.
Their 13th as-yet-unnamed album is coming out shortly, and on the 13th of every month, between now and like August, I think, they're going to release one single. So they did so this week. Very cool. The song is called The Only One. I've downloaded it. It's good. iTunes, still charging 99 cents for it.
Oh.
What's up with that?
Those guys are...
So you get it
you
for
can
free.
Go anywhere else
you can go
get
anywhere
it.
Else and get it for free.
Yeah, which I did, right, because that's the whole point. They're releasing it for free. So I went to iTunes first, figuring that, like... podcasts, it would just have free written beside it, right?
No.
We know they can give shit away.
Yeah.
They do it with podcasts.
Yes, they do.
They're charging for it. The band's not charging for it.
Well, you know.
Ooh, I smell a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Ticketmaster, so what are you going to
do?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, Ticketmaster.
That's true. All right. Podcasting. A couple of shows I'm finally getting into that have been around forever. I finally started listening this week to the Wandering Geek podcast and to Geek Acres. Both of which are kind of staple shows. They've been around for a long time, but I just started checking them out and I'm enjoying them. Movies, I revisited two pictures with my buddy Warren this week. He came over, we watched Casino Royale.
Okay.
Holds up, still good.
It does, it is.
And watched X-Men 3.
Doesn't hold up.
Not as bad as I remember it being.
Still not good, though.
Watching it with a non-comic guy. Warren just likes action movies. He's not a real kid. So he's not a nerd. Like, oh, this Phoenix isn't supposed to be wearing that outfit yet because it's not issue 130. You know what I mean? He's not one of these guys. Right. And watching it with him, just a little different approach to it, I guess. Just as an action picture, was okay.
Question for you, then. Had he seen the other X-Men movies?
Yes. Yes.
Recently?
He's seen the first two. Mm-hmm.
Recently?
Well, relatively recently. Okay. I mean, they've all come out within the last couple of
years. I understand that. I'm just saying.
He enjoyed him. He enjoyed it.
If you watch either X-Men film and then watch X-Men 3,
It's very different, but it's not as horrendous as I remembered it being. So, it's still not good, but it's not as horrendous as I remember it being. So, that's okay.
Okay.
I think that's my week. Comics, gaming, movies, podcasting. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot. It feels like a lot.
Well, you didn't mention that we sat out in the cold and the rain together.
God, we did, yeah. It's not really very geeky.
It's not.
That's not
geeky.
Yeah,
in our day job, the radio station that we for which we toil during our day gig there has an annual Who's It.
Sounds like a nice weekend between the two of you.
Yes, it was special. We have an annual event at our local AAA ball club here in Richmond.
So next year we won't, since they're going away.
They're leaving, so I guess next year we won't have to do this again. But once a year, we get the local Yahoos together, and we bus them on down to the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's the community day at the Diamond.
Yeah.
You know, you sit around. And baseball, jerk. Anyway, makes my ass twitch. You guys, we've talked about this before. I detest baseball. I just do. I'm a football guy. Baseball, even live, I can't watch it. I can't watch it. It makes me physically ill. So I was not enjoying myself. And as Flynn alluded to, it was raining.
It was cold. It was drizzling. It was supposed to start at 2. They're like, it's delayed to 2:15. Okay, maybe they'll cancel it. We can go to the strip club. We're delaying it to 2:35.
Would you take the entire bus to the strip club?
No.
Yeah, like I'm taking that bus full of window lickers anywhere where I might be. You know, identified
wow.
with him. Holy cow. I don't think so.
That's Vicar at...
You know what was awesome? You know what was awesome, though, was that every time... This is a small southern city, right?
Right.
And every time... Flynn is the one who noticed this. He brought it to my attention. The as batters came out to bat, they had theme music that played. Like wrestlers, right? Coming out, you know?
Yeah.
And you got, Tom Martin or Bob Smith. These
get some
Anglos.
AC/DC.
There's a couple of Anglos. Right, and they're getting, you know, some Judas Priest, some AC/DC. They're getting like metal or rock or something. That's
some appropriate,
cool, right?
Yeah.
And they got a couple of Juan Hernandez's.
Oh, no.
Mexican head dance.
Yes. We were like, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, you didn't.
Gotta play it. Come on, gotta play it.
Of course, the guy from Alabama. The guy from Alabama got some country twang, and I got to play what?
No. It was a little bit racist.
Oh, well, of course they are, because when the black guy came out,
everyone's a little bit racist.
Of course he had his hip hop going like mad.
Yeah.
So, wow.
We were just like, God. Oh, no, you didn't. So
but
that was
did.
Kind of exciting. Yeah, that wasn't very geeky, so I didn't mention that, but we did that. And then Saturday, I wore my pink button down and khakis, Buffy.
Okay.
Emceeing the Preakness party.
Oh,
afternoon. Yes, with my wine glass in one hand and my junk in the other. It's hours long, man. What are you going to do?
Good night, everybody.
The race is 3 minutes long.
Yes.
Okay? I was there for 4.5 hours. You do the math. I'm sorry. My junk was in my hand. So.
Okay.
So anyway, all right. That's the Geeky Week, kiddies. What do we want to do?
Some news there,
some
sir.
News. Oh, GRD
stuff's coming
news.
Up, baby.
Hey, this is kind of cool. We don't have a sounder for GRD news, because generally
quick,
we have nothing
Bruce.
To talk about. There we go. Nice. What do you want to start with?
What do you have in the first on your notes?
Baltica? Wait, what do you got it written down?
You got it written down.
I mean,
I got
them.
I just didn't know if you wanted them in a particular order. But all right, I'll start with voicemail.
Okay.
We have it.
Really?
Yes. We got it, yo.
Yo.
As of the recording of this, we haven't actually set up our message yet, so if you
they
call
don't know
it.
That.
They don't know that.
If you call it, you're just going to get the generic.
Magic radio, come
we
on.
Have it. The phone number is 206-338-6432.
Yay.
All right, 206-338-6432. I think what we're going to do, Flynn and I talked about this briefly, so now you got to pipe in and tell us what you think. The daily show that we do, the 15-minute show, already 15 minutes long. It's not a whole lot of time. I'm thinking we're going to not do voicemail on the weekly show.
It would probably be a good idea. Not,
wait,
I'm
wait,
like, no,
you
on
did
the
that
daily
backwards.
Show.
Sorry. Yeah, we're not going to do any voicemail. We're not going to play back any of that.
Yeah, it would take too long.
And we don't read mail on the weekly show, so we'll do that. We'll read emails, text emails on the daily show Monday through Friday. And then on the GRD show, that's where we play any voicemails we've gotten that week.
If you want to be on the weekend show, call the number.
Call the number. There
call
you
the
go.
Number.
So that's exciting news.
I like that.
And you can call us on voicemail while you're wearing your official GRD
panties.
Panties.
Yeah!
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, what?
We have merchandise, baby. Just roll over to Cafe Press. Our Cafe Press store is at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. One long-ass word, and you will see T-shirts, mugs, long-sleeve ladies' shirts, and panties. Not to mention boxers we got on there, too. So
No, don't mention them.
We're it proud, man. We're it proud.
Your boxers?
We don't actually make a whole lot of money. We make like $3 a pop off of these
if
things.
If that, who
just
knows?
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, really.
It's really why we're doing it. Number one, I'd like to see a few of these shirts at Dragon Con. And number two, every
people
now and again, we got to buy mic cords.
We didn't just throw it out there, folks. Folks did ask how they could get the shirt. We had no idea the little shirts that we made that anybody else would want one.
Hey, we look cool in them.
Well, of course we do. But
people want to look cool like us.
Hey, how can we get some of those?
Because we're cool like that.
Yeah.
We're cool like that.
Cool yes, like we that. Is.
We're cool like that. So there you go.
You said we had three announcements? Do we have three?
We do. We have another announcement, and that is Balticon.
Oh, my
this
God.
This weekend. Baltimore, where is that?
In Maryland.
Maryland.
All right. Baltimore, Maryland. This weekend.
Texas.
It's going to be Billy Flynn and the Vicar up in the his
Arizona.
House. The Bruce. He's not going.
Not going. I don't know why I'm not going, but I'm just not going.
I don't know why either. Why the hell aren't you going?
I have no idea why I'm not going.
Oh, there it is again, dude.
Damn.
Dude, it's like 3 hours tops. Why the hell are you not going?
I don't know. I swear, I really have no idea why I'm not going.
Because you're a loser.
Why don't you just go then?
Damn.
I might.
You could just effing show up.
Yeah,
it's Baltimore. Yeah. You know?
Can't stay in his room Friday night, though.
Why not?
Because I'm staying there Friday
and,
night.
And you two just don't mind the third person when you
well,
call
see,
us four.
Yes.
Four.
Well,
oh.
Maybe five. I got to ask you about that later.
Oh, okay.
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 So, see, that's already possibly five people
really.
In the room on Friday. You can come up Saturday and stay with him because I won't be there in his room Saturday.
No.
I'll be in someone else's
I don't think
room.
I knew that.
You'd be in somebody else's room.
Saturday? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I probably knew it and just forgot it.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Oh, so Saturday night. For you.
Oh, I thought you meant that you were ordering porn. I had no idea what you were going for.
Well, that
for.
Could happen, yeah.
Yeah. She'll roll over, fall asleep.
So, honey, yeah, Balticon. Okay, here's what I know. Friday night, we are going to be at the party, the 80s party. New media meet and greet. Friday night, 11 o'clock, 80s style.
Right.
Oh, hells yeah.
Yes.
Sure, we can't officially have liquor, but we've gotten around that before.
Yes, we have.
So, Friday night, 11 o'clock, yeah, we're going to be there. If you want to meet and greet, we would love to meet you, and we'd like to greet you.
I'd
oh,
like
yes,
to thank you.
Would.
I'd like to thank you very, very deeply.
All right, as far as events that I know about that we're doing, Saturday, 2 p.m., the Vicar, that's me, is going to be doing video podcasting 101 because I have a lot, years and years worth of experience in vidcasting.
Yes.
So that's
the whole
why
one.
They right. wanted to put me there. Now, 10 o'clock Saturday night. 10 o'clock Saturday night. Holy crap, dude. Better you than me. 10 o'clock Saturday night, Billy Flynn is doing, the equally appropriate Patio Books 102.
Absolutely.
Hey, good for you.
I've been a character in a few. I've listened to them, and
that's
I've been
right.
a character in
that's
like
right.
one, maybe two Patio Books.
Jumping ahead
thank
to
you.
Sunday at 4 o'clock, The Vicar and Flynn
yes!
together, because you demanded
Wonder
it, bitches.
Wait.
And it's called The End of a Podcasting Era. Oh. That seems ominous.
Well, somehow it's appropriate. I don't know why.
We get to talk about how you end a show, I guess.
Apparently so. How I can make a show go into a ditch quicker than Ted McGinley, apparently.
Hey, you never...
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I can't say that
Ted
yet.
Kennedy?
It's not the 30th.
Right. Okay, listen. 5 o'clock Sunday, Vic Char. What the hell's that? Oh, my abbreviations. The Vicar.
Oh.
Sunday at 5, the Character Voice Workshop. So I'll be doing that. And then at 7 o'clock, once again, we're back. Don't call it a comeback,
because
it's going to be Billy Flynn and the Vicar for Podcasting 202. That's Sunday, 7
that's
p.m.
That's the advanced class.
And then 8
sophomore
o'clock
class,
Sunday
that's
night.
You learn about
pantyhose.
Yeah.
Because he's got them. 8 o'clock Sunday night, that's the live Mr. Venture taping.
Oh, sweet.
So that's what I'm showing.
So if you hurry up for that anyway, you could be a zombie or something.
That's right. That's right. Or you may play my part, because 8
or
o'clock.
Minion.
Jesus, I don't know if I'm
or Minion 21 again.
O'clock.
Minion 21.
He might come back.
Because I'm coming back. I got to work Monday morning.
You do.
So I'm.
And you set that up, too.
Yeah,
you're like, hey, I'll do that.
I know.
Oh, what are
you doing?
It's crazy.
I don't mind. I'd just rather not do an 8 o'clock panel, so I don't know. I guess I have to.
Grow up.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
damn.
He called
damn.
It. He said
man
it.
Up. No lie. That was mean.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
So that's what I got going on for GRD News.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically. You're not strong. You're a silky boy.
Yeah. It's the what? It's the Fit Club. What?
Fit Club.
Fools
baby.
Are in the gym watching what they eat. Yeah, trying to get themselves slim. Hey!
Sorry. Sometimes sometimes when I freestyle, I lose confidence.
My God. All right.
All right.
Fit Club!
Yes, it's been 1 month since our last weigh-in.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
1 month.
Really?
Seriously. Huh. It's been a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
It's been a month since our last weigh-in, and I have new numbers for all three of
us. Let me say, I ate a fat meal like an hour before I did that weigh-in. I wasn't thinking. It was supper time. It seemed the thing to do.
Silly you.
Yeah, I know, right? I had, what did I have? What the hell did we
All
make
I remember
eat?
Is you saying you had two desserts.
Yes. Oh, we had tuna hoosits. That's what we had.
I'm
tuna
sorry.
Hoosits? That's right. I had my wife's tuna hoosits. I love tuna hoosits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
They're good, man.
I bet.
Anyway, I had four of them, right? And then I had, but I had veggies. It's cool. I had some steamed veggies too, broccoli and cauliflower and junk uh-huh. like that, right? And then I had, what?
I don't like cauliflower.
I like cauliflower. Cauliflower's good.
Then I had
I don't
two
really like
strawberry
vegetables,
shortcakes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Strawberries,
and
yo,
then
it's
you're
going
to complain about the number that you
it's
get.
It's fruit. It's good for you.
I'll slap you.
All right,
swear.
But listen. Earlier today, I did my 15 minutes on the bike. I did my 2.5 miles on the treadmill. I actually walked around the hills of downtown Richmond this afternoon. That was pretty nice on my ass too. Yeah. And then I did. What did I do? Chest
on his ass?
And back.
Okay.
Chest and back,
good.
Which is a little different from what I usually do. Mm-hmm. But I'm dealing with a little elbow issue. My left elbow. Right in here.
Right in the acromion? Okay, yeah. The olecranon process, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Stop talking.
Elbow.
Sorry.
This part of the upper part of the elbow when your arm is...
All right, fine.
Yeah,
fine,
ow.
Fine.
Doing skull
I'm glad
crushers
you know,
the other
but
week.
We don't know, man.
Doing skull crushers the other week. Ever since then, man. Mm-hmm. I did something evil up in there, and so I just have not been able to do any tricep stuff.
Okay.
With my left, which sucks, because I like triceps. That's uh-huh. a big thing I try
Especially
to hit.
With his left.
So, Well, not usually.
That's not funny. Come on. I'm just saying.
Anyway. So that's what I did. So I've been trying to avoid the tricep stuff. Luckily, most everything else I can do, I can work around it. I can do shoulder stuff without it. It has to be very specific for it to hurt.
Okay. Certain exact movements.
It's pretty specific movements.
Okay.
So
okay.
largely, I can work around it and don't feel a thing. I just can't work triceps for like 2 weeks. It sucks. I'm the most injury-prone dude. Is that just that I'm 40, basically?
No. It's the fact that... No. It's not just
no,
the
it's
fact
not
that
just that.
It's not just the fact that you're 40. It's the fact that... Certain tendons, you just pull them the right way, and they'll talk to you. You just have to stretch them out, nurse it a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
All right.
Muscle
anyway.
Fibers need to be stretched.
Yes, they do.
They break, they rebuild, they grow stronger.
That's most of my story. I mean, I haven't been that good with eating the last few days. I'm happy my numbers are as good as they are because I've been doing crappy eating the last few days.
Well, you've been having a month to knock these numbers down. So.
Well, that's true. Yeah, look at the long
yeah, long term. Because next month my numbers look so
we're gonna
much
we're going to be crazy
better.
By Dragon Con. Well,
so much
that's
better.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of my numbers.
Hey, you know, I'm
happy with mine.
I don't know. I might be. I don't remember exactly what it was. I know one of them is up anyway. Are both of them up?
No.
Well, tell us, Bruce.
Good.
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
We'll start with myself because I'm the first one that did this. And
the Bruce. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay. My weight right now is 244 pounds.
Woo!
And my body fat is 18.8%.
Oh,
now,
look at you.
I've lost on. 4 pounds.
Nice.
And half a percentage of body fat.
Score, dog.
Very
yeah,
nice.
You know it. It's
and that's
good.
About right. Isn't that the goal? About a pound a week is what
about
they
a pound a week,
healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not really targeting on weight loss anyway. I'm trying to target on, you know, putting a little muscle on and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So
yeah.
It's feeling pretty good. Let's start with you, Vicar. Vicar, 184.5 pounds and 17.6% body fat. Now, you've dropped 3.5 pounds and 0.6% body fat.
Nice.
Okay. Good job.
Cool. I'll take
good
it.
Job.
Yeah. Over a month, I'll take that.
Nice.
Yeah. Billy Flynn?
Yeah.
You were at 177.5.
Nice.
And your body fat is 23.8% body fat.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh. So you have dropped 1.5 pounds and 1/6 of a percentage point. So you probably
Sweet.
Put muscle on.
Oh, well, I yeah. did because yeah. I definitely, this week, mm-hmm. we definitely put some more weight on when we're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
That's right, dog.
Oh, we're getting there, baby.
We're getting
gonna
there.
Do this,
we're getting
yo.
There.
So listen, you guys listen to this stuff. See, this is what you need is support and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And don't eat two strawberry shortcakes, right?
Yeah, and we've got a lot of people on the forums right now over at GeekRadioDaily.com.
You had to think about it.
You had to think about it for a second.
All the shows he's on, he
well,
can't you, keep
I'm
track.
Waiting for him to pop in and say it, because he just jumps in. And
no, he's on his Red Bull high, so he doesn't know what he's doing.
But I've actually answered a lot of questions over there.
There is a lot of activity over there in that thread. That's right.
Yes, there is.
And the Bruce is the man. The Bruce knows this stuff.
Because
so.
I would have been able to have answered maybe one of those questions,
yeah, no lie.
Maybe.
So jump on the forums. Join the forums. There's a lot of other stuff going on, too. But for the Fit Club stuff, it helps. Ask those guys on the forums, man.
Absolutely.
And you get your motivation, yeah. And you get your support. Man, if I lost with a pound, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Lose a pound for a week.
Because I'd
fine.
Like to point out that the Bruce is a professional at that, and you get to ask him on the forums for free.
For free.
Yes.
We don't charge nothing.
Nope.
He might make you buy a shirt, though. He'll roll up on you.
Or
you've asked
some...
5 questions.
Yeah.
Go buy a shirt.
It could happen.
Get some panties.
And then show me the pictures.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Yeah. You hear that, Uncle Thorson? He's coming
for
you.
You hear it?
Now, Bruce, you remember at Dragon Con, from previous times at Dragon Con, the Marriott Marquis, where we're going to be staying, has that sweet half-indoor, half-outdoor pool up on the roof?
Yes.
So we need to be looking fly when we're out there.
Oh, yes.
Pool. That's when you go show that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
You should go peel that shirt off, and your rolls of pasty nerd fat going to come rolling out, huh?
Nope.
No, sir. Well, I'm still going to be pasty.
Really?
I'm still going to be a nerd.
I'm going to be wearing pasties.
Oh, nice.
Good job.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Actually, I'll get you the conditioner, the skin conditioner, that actually has tanning agent in it.
It puts a lotion on its skin.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, I got 1,000 years worth of Norman blood in me, dude. That's just not going to happen any
other
way, man.
You'd be surprised.
I'm trans-freaking-lucent.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, Dragon Con, that's our goal, baby. So those of you who see us at Baltic Con this weekend, don't be expecting
you
much.
You take that
we
mental picture.
Dragon Con.
And you remember so you can compare
that's
and contrast.
Right. It's only 4 months?
And we'll be doing these numbers again in 1 month.
Okay. So it's 1 month. Why did I think it was every 2 weeks? I have no idea.
It's going to be number 16. God willing, number 16 is going to be our next
guys, you know what? Seriously, Dragon Con is like 90 days-ish, a little over 90 days.
Yeah.
It's only 3 months. Wow. Can you believe that?
Now I'm going to have to start stepping up a little bit.
I'm going to have to stop doing those rounding out on numbers.
I'm going to have to start being a little more nail that down specifically
on
numbers. Mm-hmm. Well, this weekend, you know, I went to a birthday party, and then we had the...
Oh, I was crappy this weekend.
At a music festival I went to, and then the stupid ball game, and... Oh,
yeah.
Crazy.
I admit it. I was crappy.
And so. I hear the show with you eating fried this and fried that.
I have not just saying that we enjoyed them.
Yeah, you enjoy them. You're dreaming about the
That
the
was
fried.
The Urbana Oyster Festival. That was November?
Oh, man.
So that was six or seven. I have not had
okay.
a... F- no,
fried
not.
Anything? Okay. All right.
Well, fried stuff. I mean, I had French fries just a little bit ago.
Okay.
So.
I do love fried oysters, sir.
You're on your own.
He also likes mountain oysters.
Oh. Well.
I didn't tell him what they were at first.
All right, listen, let's go to break, and then when we come back, we're going to be hitting up our main topic, yo. It's geeky music, all coming up right here, GRD Weekly, episode 12.
Did you come to Earth for the music and stay for the science fiction? Join a guided tour of the minds that make science fiction great. Get on our cosmic double-decker tour bus at www.balticonpodcast.org and see all the sights. Coming up on our right, Time Shifted for your viewing pleasure, are fascinating interviews with writers, fans, and scientists. Streaming in on our left are author readings, con-going tips, and essays. And at the end of the tour, there's always more of that great music that brought you here in the first place. So climb aboard, strap in, and hold on to your petty pallets. It's the Balticon Podcast Tour to the ends of space and time.
www.balticonpodcast.org. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be unseen. It's good to watch the rapper caught up on the screen.
Nice. GRD Weekly number 12, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live. Well, you know, as we're taping it, it's live.
Well.
You might be listening to this a year from now. Hell, I don't know.
If you're sitting outside the window, you're getting it live right now.
And there are some people doing that. Mostly,
I like that, too.
Mostly in uniforms, which always worries me a little bit. But all right, Billy Flynn, the Bruce, me, I am the Vicar, and we're talking geeky music this week, kiddies.
See.
It's what we're doing. Now, this is an area in which I don't have a whole lot of experience.
Really?
Much like the wide world of love. I don't have much background in this.
You work in a radio station
for
how many years?
But the geeky music scene and like Filk and all this stuff, just not really my area. Mm-hmm. I know the great Luke Ski. That's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
Jonathan Coulton, right?
Jonathan Coulton,
that's fun.
Yes, sir.
and that may be real close to the extent, except for White and Nerdy, you know.
Well, I'm about to say.
Real close to the extent of my knowledge on this whole geeky music phenomenon.
Weird Al, duh. You know, if you're talking geeky music, Weird Al,
kind of the original, huh? Kind of the original one, man.
Kind of. Well, yeah. He's the most well-known, yes.
Yeah. There, you know, yeah, he's the guy that
Of course,
made...
how long's Dr. Demento been on the air?
Since the early 70s?
Yeah, 70s.
Late 60s?
Created his persona in 1970. I have the notes in
Oh, wow, there you go. Look at that. You.
And his show when syndicated, 1974.
Holy crap, dude.
You know, when I first moved up here, dude, like HFS used to run Dr. Demento like on Sunday nights.
Yeah. Oh,
all right, so Dr. Demento is kind of your original
When there was
nerd.
HFS.
Yes. Barrett Eugene Hansen.
Barrett Eugene Hansen. Yep. I don't know who that is. Oh, one of the Hansen. Mm-bop. Shoop, bop, bop,
bop. Stop.
What?
Please. For two reasons. One, you're wrong. Two, I won't get that song out of my head for 3 days.
No, you won't. Earworm, earworm.
God, I hate you. I hate you and everything you stand for.
Oh, no. By the way, if you listen to Stuck in the 80s, former show host from Stuck in the 80s, Kathy Waz, her advice was to get rid of the earworm. Anytime like that, you get something you can't get rid of in your head.
Uh-huh. Right.
18. I'm the A-team for like a minute,
all right,
and it'll get rid of it. So try that later. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, Barrett Eugene Hansen. Dr. Demento.
Nice.
Mm-bop. Mm-bop.
Mm-bop. Dude, come on.
I'm going to hit you in the head.
You walked right
into
it.
Hit you in the head.
Okay.
Cut it. Stop. What?
I don't know.
I was just freestyling. Nothing. It's fine.
Okay,
lose confidence. Right. So for this, I basically just wrote down a bunch of people that are geeky music that, you know, I've grown up with or whatever. So I've got lots of different people here. So I don't know how you want to do this, sir. But if you'd like to...
We'll just roll out names and... Roll out names and see what we got on them. Like I said, Dr. Demento, 1974. He started his syndicated show in 1974. And
crazy.
It's still on the air today.
Now, is that the earliest thing you got in your chronology?
No, it's not, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Go away the hell back.
I don't have it set up like that. Okay.
All right. No, I'm messing up your system.
At least I have something.
Oh, damn. Dude,
he said that.
Okay.
He did.
Bobby
just happened.
Boris Pickett.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Oh,
1962.
Yeah.
The Monster Mash.
He's
right?
Still singing that damn song today.
Is that cat still alive?
Seriously? Yeah.
He's still alive. Yes.
Yes,
he's still alive.
The Crypt Kickers? Was that name in there somewhere?
That's the band he had recorded
with. Okay, I thought I remembered that. All
right. Yeah. So, yeah, it actually reached number one in the week before Halloween.
And that's about all they ever did, right? Didn't they re-release that a couple of times?
Yeah, they
several thousand different times.
Maybe tried to do a sequel that didn't do very
well.
Yeah,
they did one
that
was
like
supposed to be for the environment.
Really?
I don't know. It was
pick up the trash. Pick up the monster trash.
Nice.
I'm sure it was
with apologies
close
to Mr. Limbaugh. Al Gore, come here.
So, yeah. Monster Mash. I remember listening to that way back in the day. I
God,
mean,
you still have to every year.
Yeah.
They made a cartoon out of it, for God's sake. So, yeah.
Every year, we've got to drag out that stupid mini disc.
Yep.
With that
Ghostbusters,
witchy woman.
Thrill.
What is it, like six songs, maybe?
Yeah. when we finally get to play Somebody's Watching Me Again.
Yeah.
Because Rockwell gets denied the rest of the year.
Well, he's a punk.
Oh. Dude, that's Barry Gordy's kid, man.
Yeah,
you better
watch
out.
Barry going to send some Gordy ninjas after me. You ever had a Gordy ninja on you?
No.
Smell like bacon. They're easy to avoid, but if they catch you, it's crazy.
Don't know what that means.
That's Vicar at...
Yes.
All right, so you got the Crypt Kickers there, okay?
And then, of course, then there's the one that started all of us on any sort of geeky music was Dr. Demento.
Yeah.
If you didn't listen to him back in the day...
I'd agree with that.
You couldn't call yourself a geek.
Somewhere in the late 70s, I pick up with Rick Dees.
Yep.
And I grouped him in
duck.
There. I don't know
you
if
and
I
your
should.
Disco duck?
I got him down here, too.
Oh, all of that. I mean, he did... What, Eat My Shorts, and he had all kinds of songs. Man, Rick Dees had crazy stuff. What?
He was no Ray Stevens, though.
No, he wasn't.
Ray Stevens! Oh, Jesus, it's me again, Margaret. That is the greatest. Name my daughter for that song.
Wow, how about that?
Not really, but I could say that. I could say that. Her name is Margaret, so there we go.
Yeah, okay. Good guess.
Me again. Bet you can't guess what I'm doing. What a great song.
Yeah, he was great until he went all political and religious. Back in the Streak, fine, no problem.
This day the squirrel went berserk. Woo. What a great effing song, man.
He actually had a number one hit with, I'm sorry, back to Rick Dees. Mm-hmm. He actually had a number one hit with Disco Duck in 1976.
Disco Duck was huge.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, it was crazy.
Dude made fat money off Disco Duck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and once again, he tried to milk it. There was a couple, there was like...
Disco Mallard.
Disco Antelope. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't remember what they were, but a couple of things that he tried.
Also had Macho Duck. He actually did Macho Duck.
Did he? No, I didn't remember that. where I could see it.
Don't remember that at all.
Well, all right, this is a segue. Do you think that the Village People are kind of nerdy? They're wearing, they're role playing. They're LARPing,
okay.
For God's
sake. They are LARPing.
If you want to go that route, yes, they are. I'll go with that. I'll go with that being their geeky selves, yes.
Yeah, okay. It didn't occur to me until just then, but that's right. It's gay costumed LARPing.
They all weren't gay.
Were they not all gay?
Not all of them.
For all
no.
I know, I none of them were gay, to be honest with you. I actually don't know.
No, some of them were.
I think they're a gay icon.
Yes.
You know, the gay community,
yes,
of course, holds
yes
them up as a whatever. But were any of them even gay? I don't even know. So you can tell
and
me.
And, yeah, sir, and they did star in a movie with the Goot. So there you go.
Steve Gutenberg.
Well, I've never been in a movie with the Goot.
You
so
can't stop the music with an exclamation mark at the end, which is more of a warning than it was anything else.
I've never even been in a room with the Goot. I've been in the room with the Goat before, though, and that's not been good.
All right, back to... Yeah, okay.
Sad.
The Batwing.
Stop
pretty
it.
What?
Not stop pretty it. Just stop it now. Stop it.
Moving on.
Ogun Etzel, or otherwise known as the Ogun Etzel Mwahalua Blues Ensemble Mondo Bizarro Band.
I got nothing.
You know you got it, Billy.
God, it does. It's
brewing. It's brewing.
It is, but
1982?
What? No. What?
Dead Puppies.
Dead Puppies. I love that song. Dead Puppies. Dead Puppies. Dead Puppies aren't
much fun.
Much fun.
Oh, all right. Kind of, sort of.
On VHS.
Kind of, sort of, vaguely.
I have on VHS, it was about 1991, I think, it was a Dr. Demento special that they showed like on HBO or Showtime or something, mm-hmm, that I have taped where dude, lead singer, did Dead Puppies.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's the only song in Dr. Demento's history, his year-end 2025, that was the number one song for 2 years in a row. It's the only song.
It's a fantastic song. So
oh, yeah.
It really is.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
We're letting you lead this, man.
Yeah, I know.
I literally have no notes.
I've got quite
nothing
a bit. You just let me know when you need me to
go ahead. Choose.
Okay. Well, so around that same kind of topic, there would be when Bill Mumy, yes, from Lost in Space, and Robert Hamer got together and pretended to be the brothers Barnes and Barnes. Their most famous song, of course, being Fish Heads.
Oh,
Fish Heads. Fish Heads.
Yes, I do
but
remember
see,
that.
But see, besides just that, I mean, these guys, they were brilliant. I mean, they took and they made A Day in the Life of Green Acres, which is literally the Beatles' A Day in the Life with the lyrics to the theme song of Green Acres.
Nice.
Oh,
and you
never
really
heard,
have
never
to
heard
hear
that
one. Because it's just, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just fantastic, sir.
It's kind of like My Humps that we just heard crawling
yes
over here.
On the way over, we had my little funny CD, Alanis Morissette, you know, covering Fergie.
Doing My Humps, which was very
which is,
funny.
It's
right,
incredibly
right
funny.
Let me ask you
hilarious
this. Let me interrupt you and ask
sir
you this. Is there a distinction between nerdy music / geeky music and comedy / novelty music? Because there's a lot of crossover here so far, and I'm not sure.
No, I don't think there is a difference, really.
Because
Luke Ski, geek music.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Dr. Demento, comedy.
Yes.
Is it geeky necessarily?
Well, it pretty much it's, you know, the really only thing that happened after all of that when, you know, a bunch of these people that like literally grew up with Dr. Demento got to start doing music on their own. They're still geeks.
True.
It's much later on my list, but let's go ahead and throw him out there. Jason Mraz. Jason Mraz is a geek.
Self-proclaimed yeah geek. Yeah.
Geeky music. It's fantastic music. It's not necessarily funny, but, you know, nothing like that existed until he did that. And that's all from, you know,
well, there
geek
are a
bunch
of modern bands that did a lot of things like this who put a little humor into their songs. And you know they're geeks growing up. You know
yes
they're geeks.
Now, these days, you're right. There's a lot of these guys, Fall Out Boy and
named after the Simpsons episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bunch of these bands that loud and proud as geeks. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I think also with some of this Dr. Demento stuff, if you were listening to that stuff and
yes
digging on it, you probably were a nerd.
Yeah, yes,
the quarterback
I was
didn't
yeah
listen to that. If yes you went down the hall of your school
or didn't
singing
tell
fish
anybody
heads
listen
to yourself,
to
you were getting beat up.
I still have a cassette from like a Dr. Demento Christmas special with a bunch
yeah
of the Christmas songs.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
I do
love
somewhere.
You. Yeah, just thoughts.
Let's take us back to the early 80s again, gentlemen, because both of you have to remember Buckner and Garcia.
Do we
yes
have
you
to
do. Because
oh,
Pac-Man
oh
Fever
oh
will live
sure
forever.
Sure.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, it will.
Now, for those of you that didn't get it, it wasn't just a little record that they did. No.
It was an album.
It was an album, and I had it.
I had the album, too.
Yes, I did. There was a song about Donkey Kong, Frogger, Defender.
Defender, yeah.
Berserk.
Oh, I remember those.
I don't
stuff
remember. Zaxxon, I think, was one as well.
I don't remember.
I don't, but it was crazy. They made songs out of video games.
I didn't have it. I was ghetto. I didn't have anything.
It was really like the one album my parents ever bought me. That was
that's
that
sad,
and classical classical music.
Centipede
track.
They did one out of Centipede. I remember that.
Nice.
I can still. I haven't listened to that thing. I can't tell you how long, but I can still remember quite a few of the hooks from it because it's catchy.
Nice.
All right, cool.
I wore mine out. I listened to that thing time and time and time again.
Why
did you? I had to do it when my parents weren't home. like a lot of other things.
Right.
Okay,
precisely.
Then. All right. Let's see what else I got
about. Do you want to hit the big one? Weird Al.
Oh, well, I mean, everything came from Weird Al.
Everything came from Weird Al.
Weird Al's a genius. I will give you that.
Yes.
Man's a genius. What's your favorite Weird Al song, Bruce?
Oh, geez Louise. I've got so many. I've been a Weird Al fan since back in 3D days. God, I don't think I have one favorite.
Really?
I got
One more minute. It's an original song. It's not a parody of anything, but it's like a 50s. It's a 50s doo-wop song.
A cappella, excuse me.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Which is fun because I've got my guitar and I've played that at open mic nights before. In fact, for those of you that ever were at Borders in Springfield, Virginia in the late 90s through the early 2000s, and on that third Thursday of the month, that knucklehead that was up there singing One More Minute and also doing a cover of Waterfalls by himself with the rap. Yeah, that was me. Thanks.
Right now, there's at least somebody out there in GRT.
Oh, my God!
That was you!
I know that guy!
That was you!
Yeah, cool. So there's that. Oh, Weird Al. So many.
Weird Al Rock.
Yeah, he started off, he did his first song he ever turned in.
Another One Rides the Bus?
No.
Oh.
No. Belvedere Cruising. He did it while he's still in high school.
Oh, wow.
He was a senior in high school.
Forgot all about that. Oh.
He was a senior in high school.
Okay.
No, that was back, that was later on.
Yeah, because it was also after My Bologna.
Yeah. Then he did the My Sharona.
Yep, My Bologna.
Yeah.
Oh, my little hungry one.
He turned
one.
That one in. He recorded it in the bathroom of the radio station he was working in.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And it sounds it too.
And Another One Rides the Bus, he actually did that live. He actually recorded that one live on the Dr. Demento show.
He did, because Dr. Demento's got a voice in it. And in fact, this is how old I am, the Tom Snyder Show. Freaking Friday night, Weird Al was on the Tom Snyder Show. I'm a kid, I'm up, I'm watching stuff. And he does Another One Rides the Bus, and he plays the music, quote unquote, with the briefcase that he had with him.
That was I can't remember his buddy's name, who actually met them at that taping. He actually met him at that taping when he actually did the Dr. Mento show. And, hey, let me do the background for you. They practiced it like two or three times before the show, went in, did it, and then they've been hanging around together ever since.
Aww.
Yeah. That's
actually outstanding. I actually have that video. It's on.
Yeah?
Yes, I do. I actually have it on DVD. It's part of his greatest collection, the ultimate collection, all of his videos.
Fantastic.
I have it. I'll let you borrow it, too.
Well, thank you, sir.
Where do you go from Weird Al?
Well,
you'd be surprised.
They might be giants.
Got that one as well.
Oh, very good.
You can very easily go there.
Yeah, you're right.
Particle Man, Anna Nyeg,
Istanbul,
Dr. Worm. Yes. Aw. And Particle Man, Istanbul, not Constantinople, featured prominently in Tiny Toon Adventures. One episode of Tiny Toon Adventures where they did this video episode. They did two videos by They Might Be Giants, which opened up to a whole new world, the wonderfulness that is They Might Be Giants, who also... Most recently, you would remember, did the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle. That was them as well.
Boss of Me.
Yep. You're not the boss of me now. You're not.
Do I remember that they do a bunch of stuff for Toon Disney now as well?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff like that.
That's cool.
You know, somebody had to.
All right. Your turn.
King Missile. No one but me knows King Missile.
I know the name. I remember something about King Missile.
I know
Missile,
the name, but it sounds
like
a porn.
It's not. King Missile is not
porn.
King
right.
Missile
That's
is John S. Hall, band from New York City. I played them back at WLOZ, my college station, back in the day. Fantastic. The song that got me hooked on them was Jesus Was Way Cool. It's not insulting to Christians in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I think if you listen to it, you find it to be someone that really knows nothing about religion. It's probably the best description of Jesus I think I've ever heard. Because Jesus could have done anything. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. Mm-hmm. He could have played hockey better than Gretzky.
Unleavened, of course.
Oh, hey now. Hey, that's kind of blasphemy.
He's Jesus.
Yeah, still.
They also
He means it's blasphemous to Gretzky, I think. Yeah. I believe that's the approach that Bruce is coming from.
By a tie there.
John S. Hall, he also did with a solo album with a guy named Kramer. No, not Cosmo Kramer. But John S. Hall and Kramer and Hide the Knives, which was my personal theme song for a long, 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 long time.
Nice.
And their cover of the Ruddles' Darlington Road, I think it was, is just something you have to... It's special. It's special, brother.
All right. I've got one for you that everybody can relate to.
Okay.
Will Smith. The Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince.
Yes.
The Fresh Prince was geeky.
Yes, he was.
Will Smith, no. Parents just don't understand. Everyone, that's when he went big. But people forget. Yeah. He had the I Dream of Jeannie song. Yeah.
Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble.
Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah. Well, now, on the other hand, he's come full circle. He's become big shot movie star, big buff biceps guy. But in doing that, he has become the summer movie staple guy, Independence Day and
Wild Wild
I
West.
Am Legend and Wild Wild West. He has come full circle geek-wise.
I was making fun of him.
Because now he's the star of these geeky movies.
Yes.
He went from being a geek to being a geek icon, but note the word geek is still in there.
Yes, you notice he didn't bring Jazz with him. What's up with
Jeff
that?
Towns, yes.
I know he punked him.
What's up with that?
He punked him.
What, I got like three guest spots on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? It ran for 9 years. I got three guest spots?
Yeah. That's a funny
show,
too,
by the way. I made you, fool. I made you.
Show,
Nightmare
man.
On my street.
Yes.
I made you, fool.
Carlton.
I think I could beat
Granted,
Mike Tyson.
Granted, Carlton can't dance.
Right.
I wouldn't tussle with him. Have you seen him without a shirt?
He's big now.
That is a big... In the later seasons, even of the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he's
in the later seasons. The dude is enormous. He's like 5'6". Both height and width.
Yeah. He's got
dude,
he's
got
a lot.
Stupid arms.
Oh, God,
yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
I think I could
beat
Mike Tyson. I love that song.
I think I could beat Mike Tyson's a funny song.
Let me just say, my bowels released.
Stephen Banks, I talked about downloading his special again just a few weeks ago. He also had a few songs from this special that ended up on Dr. Demento, so you might have heard him and not even known what the hell I was even talking
could
about.
Could be.
What?
Could be.
Oh, is that what
Tell
that
me more.
It's funny. He's got very funny stuff, very poignant stuff, stuff to say that also happens to be incredibly funny. Just like, I dare say, Bare Naked Ladies, sir.
The Bare Naked Ladies. Yes. There you go. Good call.
Good geeky band.
Good. Oh, definitely.
That.
Yeah. And another one that...
Live shows are incredible.
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
The D, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The D.
Where did he get the name? Where did they get the name?
Well, they were tenacious.
Yes.
Much like a dingo.
A dingo
yes.
ate their
dick. Yes. They were originally Tenacious
close.
Dingo.
That's what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, a lot of people
Actually,
know
it's
that.
From Marv Albert. The Tenacious D of the New York Knicks. The Tenacious Defense of the New York
the Tenacious
Defense.
Oh,
that's where they got the name from.
How about that? I didn't
wow,
know that
he's
too.
Not just a cross-dresser.
No.
No.
Oh, hey.
No, he's talking about Marv Albert.
Oh, yeah.
No,
okay.
Not you.
If you have to ask...
Well, don't look at me like that.
The fact that you were so defensive and leaping at me on my Marv Albert joke, however, makes me...
What do you mean? How did you ever discover that I... Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not wearing a dress.
It's all right.
Panties.
Don't know that he's wearing that either.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what else you got?
Well, I don't know... Okay, you can't... Because they weren't really a band, but... For geeky music just in general, we have to take a moment to remember this shining moment from our lives.
We lambda, 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 and Omega Moon. And we've come here on stage tonight to do a show for you.
When Revenge of the Nerds, they did that stupid song for the talent show and channeled Devo, who is straight up a geeky band.
Oh, yes.
Oh, synthesizers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Computers on stage rocking out. That's geeks.
Light show and synthesizers and every... Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I believe Devo was the first band you thought of when we discussed this topic, sir.
Probably, yes. I don't remember
I don't remember because I've taken drugs since then.
I've had 12 Red Bulls.
My memory... it's funny how my memory works.
I haven't blinked in 4 hours.
We'll go into it, but it is funny.
Okay. Wow. A lot of synthesizers. There were a lot of synthesizers in the 80s. Kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You like all that fancy electronics and your rock band stuff on your Macintosh and stuff? That's all because of...
Yeah.
Love that crap. You know what I downloaded day before yesterday on my iTunes? 17 by Winger.
Winger.
Damn right I did.
17.
It occurred to me I had a huge hole in my hairband collection. It's like, I got no Winger.
Wow.
I got no Winger on my hairband playlist, so... Awesome.
Kip is angry with you.
Carved straight out of awesomeness. I love hairbands, man.
I know. Hey.
Yes?
Stephen Lynch.
I don't know who that is.
Comedian who does funny songs.
True.
What was his big hit? I cannot remember the name of it to save my life for now.
Well, the only one that I can easily off the top of my head remember is If I Were Gay.
That's not it. That's not it.
Ugly Ass Baby?
No. The one where with the retarded... The retarded. My favorite color is the radio.
You got what I need.
Well, Biz Markie, but that's not quite what he's going for.
All right.
But Biz Markie.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Biz is my boy.
Yeah.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Mm-mm.
That's what I've heard. How about Weezer, gentlemen?
Oh, Weezer, sure.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Okay, I guess I'll let that one slide through. Come on. Yeah, they did a song about Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Their freaking video was a Happy Days episode.
Oh, and that was beautiful, too. I love that video.
Very nice. Yeah.
It was fantastically done. A band, I don't know if you folks have heard of them, but Guster. I love Guster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've been to so many different Guster shows. Back when Guster truly was Guster, when you had... Brian and Mike playing guitar. Brian and Mike. It doesn't matter. Brian played the drums, baby. Brian played hand drums. Brian had congos and like hand cymbals and stuff. Mm-hmm. He drummed with his hands. That was fantastic. Yes. Yes, he had to tape his hands up before he played. Not so much funny, goofy music, but these are three geeks just rocking out.
Yeah.
And anytime there's three geeks rocking out, you're like, woo! I look better than those guys. Woo! Hey, they rock. Woo!
Hey, speaking of 80s music, Innsbruck After Hours in like August sometime, like a week or two before Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Poison is playing. You guys going? We need to all go, man.
I don't know.
I know, but you know in July, Weird Al's coming to where?
The National.
The National.
July 8th.
The National's getting a lot of good acts.
Yes, they
are,
man.
They really
they
are.
Certainly
yes, they
are.
I'm so going to see Poison, dude. That's going to be awesome.
I've got one for you yet.
Yes.
The Dan Band.
The Dan Band.
I knew you'd bring them up.
Oh, I love them. I've seen them in concert.
You're a dapper Dan Band man.
Oh, yeah. If you've never seen the Dan Band, it is Dan, and he wears the button-down blue-collar shirt, hat backwards. He's got two guys in suits behind him. And
two guys in brown suits, horn-rimmed glasses.
And black ties.
Black ties.
And all they do is they do covers of women's songs.
Yes, they do.
From the 80s and 90s. And one in the 70s, too.
Yeah, because the ABBA medley is just...
It's beautiful.
It's special.
Oh, my God. If you've never seen these guys
in concert.
If the Dan
Band was in Mamma Mia, I might go see it.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a better show.
I might go see it then. Word. I do have to say, thanks to the Dan Band, I have successfully, with standing ovations in at least four different places, saying, go call Tyrone at karaoke.
Nice.
Because...
You guys seen Mamma Mia?
No. God, no. Why would I?
I'd go see Mamma Mia. I like that music.
Am I getting paid for it?
I like ABBA.
I like the Dan Band's version of ABBA.
Uh-huh.
My wife wants to go see Greater Tuna. Is that any good?
I'm not quite sure what you're getting at, sir.
Most of the blank faces we have right now?
You know, that's our Battlestar Galactica for you,
yeah.
I guess. Greater Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Could you be more specific?
Yeah. It's a play.
Oh.
Oh. Hmm. Then no.
Is it a controversial?
Is there nudity? Is there a really
no
big tuna?
No and no.
Oh, then I really... No. Okay.
No.
Huh.
Because she wants to go see it.
Okay.
That's all. I'm done.
I've got Jonathan Colton next on my list.
Right.
Most famously for writing the theme song for what became Code Monkeys, the song Code Monkeys. And, of course, the wonderfully, beautifully, nothing greater in this world than the closing theme to the game Portal and the song Still Alive. He's done many, many other things, but... Those two moments right there are just
anything
sheer
in Portal, and you're just like all
dude,
over it.
Dude, you got to hear the song. It's
I know
sung.
I do.
It's sung by the computer, that's been trying to kill you.
Oh,
it's that my God.
Okay,
it's fantastic. You really have to see it. What else you got there, sir?
I actually have two genres.
Genres.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, because I still got like six more bands to go.
Do it.
Filking. Just in general. Filking.
Yeah.
That's
I really thought you said something else.
Filking. F-I-L-K.
Okay, okay, right. Okay, I'm with you, sir.
It's just if you've never heard of filking, it's just a musical cultural genre. It's community tied to science fiction fandom. It came around when guys and girls who went up to their rooms after the sci-fi conventions, when we weren't having these mega conventions that went 24 hours,
right.
They would go up to the rooms, somebody would have a guitar, and they start playing music and just jamming out, putting the words to different science fiction songs, science fiction movies and TV shows and things that they were talking about, and they would it became a song.
Fantastic.
It was great.
I like the concept of that. Okay.
And it still goes on today. You could see it, and they actually have Filking.
Filking never dies.
Yeah, Filk it.
Watch your mouth.
I said Filk.
I know you did, and I'm just saying watch
your
mouth,
sir.
It's
a bad mother filker.
Hey. Be careful.
All right, and just the gothic rock.
Gothic,
and everything that goes along with it, the industrial, the techno. Yeah, yeah. I know somebody's screaming at me right now going, gothic is not the same thing as industrial. Oh,
it's not.
Close.
It's not,
it's close.
But come on.
It ain't country.
You know, Granny Smith apples and Red Delicious, they're still apples.
They're still apples.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Slightly different flavors, but what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Say again?
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Okay.
They did the theme song for, what was the wonderful, Undeclared? Was that the TV show on Fox that only lasted for six episodes like most of the other ones?
Yes,
the college show. They did that. Their version of Rainbow Connection is Touch Your Brother Heart.
Oh, I got to hear that.
It does. I've got it somewhere.
I'm a big Muppets fan anyway, but
I
got to hear that.
Oh, it just rocks out. They rock out on Rainbow Connection.
I'm not saying it. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. Real Big Fish. Let's go ahead and talk about Real Big Fish.
Talk
because about. Ska music.
Ska
took off late 90s. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, Brian, Brian Cunningham? Yeah. Well, he likes to go by Butch. My buddy Butch.
You know you are Butch.
He asked me, and like, you know, it was in the 90s. It was about 95, 96. He's like, well, what's going to be the next thing? Because, you know, grunge on its way out. Blah, blah. I was like, what's going to be the next thing? I'm like, ska music. Because I was listening to Guster and stuff there. Mm-hmm. No way. Then what do we got a year later? We got Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Mm-hmm. We got Real Big Fish doing incredibly funny songs. That song Sell Out by Real Big Fish. That's a geek's dream where you know, quit your day job. I don't care when we're getting paid. I'm in a band. Ha ha. And of course, Real Big Fish, we would be remiss if we didn't mention that they were in Basketball, pretty much doing all the songs.
I was just about to say
that. And their fantastic fracking cover of A-ha's Take on Me.
Oh, I love that. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, because Real Big Fish, they rock, sir.
Yes, they do.
They absolutely rock. Oh, did you bring one back for us? You got something for us?
No. Okay. I left them both in their room.
Okay. Oh.
I'm sure they'd have a lot to say.
Not quite what I meant, but,
yeah,
really. But thanks.
My list is done. Go ahead.
The Aquabats.
I don't know them.
The Aquabats.
I've used Aquanet before.
The Aquabats, they were a band. They were part of the third wave of ska. They're also slash punk slash surfer rock. They're best known for their mythology, where they claim to be superheroes on a quest to save the world from evil through music. And as part of that, they've adopted superhero pseudonyms and dress in matching costumes. And their live shows often include onstage battles with costume foes. And they've built up an elaborate and ever-changing backstory of their origins and adventures, along with a roster of allies and enemies. Plus, their songs just rock.
Wow.
Speaking of that, that one just reminded me.
Yes.
Gwar. And from Richmond, from BCU.
And from Richmond, that's
Gwar,
right.
Come out and party with Gwar.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
If you ever get a chance to go see a Gwar show, stand in the back.
Yes. Stand in the back if you're not wearing chainmail.
Yes. Or if you have something that you don't want to be throwing, throw away.
True.
Because the Essapult.
Yes.
Yeah, they hit you with that. And we've been to Dragon Con a couple of times, and I have yet to see a show there, but they always go back year after year after year.
Really?
And I'm waiting to see one.
Yeah.
We might have to do that.
Clymenstra Hyman.
Watch your dirty
I used
mouth.
To know all the names. Damn it.
Come on. Think of it.
No.
I've actually got a picture with one of them once. Sweet. Walking from one hotel to the other, standing next to the one of the guys from Gwar.
Nice.
It's cool.
That is pretty cool. Do you remember the band Dynamite Hack?
No.
No.
Do you remember the one song where they did a cover of Boys in the Hood on acoustic guitar?
No.
Really? Okay, this was another late 90s wonderful little thing they did, you know.
Yeah, I
bored
was drunk.
As hell and I want to get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys... Okay.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, and, you know, anytime, you know, a couple of white boys with acoustic guitars can cover N.W.A. Yeah, you know, that's... It's no.
That's magic right there.
Well, that's along the same line as Ben Folds. We all know Ben Folds. Forget his stupid song Brick, which you had to have that whiny fracking song in the mid-90s. When he started like doing his eclectic goofy stuff like Rock in the Suburbs, or his album he did with William Shatner, by all means, you have to hear Ben Folds and William Shatner.
Okay, if those of you who have a TiVo on this, back that up about 5 seconds. With William Shatner?
Yeah.
Oh,
William
Jesus.
Shatner, Ben Folds, William Shatner. Okay. I believe it was Shatner's album, and Ben Folds was the guest on it, and I think it was called Has Been. I think that was the name of it. I believe it was.
Why haven't I ever heard this?
I guess because you don't get out enough. You need to recognize.
Yeah. Bob Saget, bitch, you better act someone.
That's
right. Rolling with Saget.
That's what I'm talking.
I love Rolling with Saget.
I know you do, sir. I know you do. Also, on the way over, Mr. The Bruce got to hear Flight of the Conchords, the New Zealand folk duo.
I'm definitely downloading that.
Who invented rap?
Yes.
It was from my intro. Yeah, well, I've played that for you before. I don't know that you remember
have
that.
Have we played him What's It Gonna Be?
By Mike O'Connell featuring Yoshida, who's also Dr. Ken.
Okay.
No, he will hear it on the drive back,
nice.
Though, because it's on that CD.
Nice.
There
although, seeing the video.
Seeing the video is so
much
than, better. It really is. There's a million different people out there that are geeky and geeky types of music, but really it's all that stuff that doesn't actually fit on our radio station that we work for
right.
the love of God. We get some Jason Mraz in there, but we didn't get to play Geek in the Pink.
No, we didn't.
Which
you don't
is
get
sad.
To play anything that's really, really geeky. It all has to be the whole,
it's pleasant for everyone.
Oh, it's got it for everyone. And that's kind of the thing. I think that's really what geeky music is. It's the stuff that you can't hear on every homogenized, it's the same damn radio station with different call letters that's out there.
Yes.
Word.
It's all that stuff that we learn about.
In college bar.
And what's fun is nowadays, those wacky kids, they're finding all the stuff on YouTube, and they're in their iTunes, whatchamacallit.
And these here podcasters, I think, have something to do
exactly,
with that,
exactly, because back in our day, Dr. Demento, if...
It was
you
it.
Never would have heard it.
You, right. If it wasn't Dr. Demento, you would never have
you
heard
would
it.
Never, know never it. Ever in your lifetime have heard, no, that's we can't mention that song.
Luke Ski and...
No, yeah. You never would have heard. Never would have any of them, which is a shame.
Dead Puppies. You never would have heard that.
Never
would have
heard Dead Puppies. But it takes the internet for me to hear something like,
I like big bubbles and I cannot lie. You Christian brothers can't deny.
You know, that's not getting played on the radio.
No, it's not.
It shouldn't. It really shouldn't. It's not that good. But it's really funny. It really, really is. There's all these goofy things out there.
Oh, yeah, just like that, where it's the whole Christian taking over thing. I actually heard this today. Somebody did a cover of the B-52s, Love Shack, Christianized.
How?
Love Shack? I have no idea.
No, what's it like? What is it? Like, what's it called?
I have no idea.
Is it still called
Love
Shack?
I ran out of the gym. It was being played in the gym that I work at. I ran out of the gym as I heard this. I was in the middle of a set, and I was like, something, some garbage like that, and I was like, oh, that's it, done, drop the weights, grab my crap, left.
Huh.
It was that bad.
Huh. Okay.
We'll have to research this.
Very quickly, I think, while we still have some time, we should also mention, in the late 60s, apparently, for no particular reason, someone told a bunch of celebrities that they could sing.
Oh, that phenomenon. Yeah.
And
Leonard Nimoy,
right, and the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah.
For the love of, go to YouTube right
now.
That
was coming up.
I mean,
knew that was coming up.
Pause right now. Go to YouTube, look up Leonard Nimoy.
We'll be here.
Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
We'll wait a minute.
Can you fracking believe what you just saw?
That is just painful.
I don't know. I mean, acid must have been just like handed out to everyone. It must have been in the water. I have no clue. But Burl Ives, it ain't me, babe. Burl Ives did a cover of It Ain't Me, Babe, and he Shatner,
uh-huh,
with Rocket Man, he just sort of speaks it. For all the celebrities that couldn't really sing,
yeah,
just speak it. They tried to did what William S. Burroughs did, where he just takes a poem by somebody, gets a band to play some music, and he just sort of does it.
Kind of like white purple old white people rap.
Old white people rap. Which, now that's a genre I don't have on my iPod.
Then you need. From Wedding Singer, when the old lady starts doing Rapper's
awesome.
Delight.
Yeah.
She
hitting some Sugar Hill Gang up. Hey. You know what we should do? We should do a hip hop episode.
Yeah?
Yes, we should. And it'll
it's
last
cool.
About this
I mean,
one.
How many people get to say that in their lifetime?
The birth of hip hop all the way through to its modern, from its roots to today.
Because we are the masters of that, yes.
That's what I'm saying, right? We can do that. We can pull that off. The three of us. We can do this.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then I don't know how much further you want to go with this, but I got to give my last great big shout out, of course. If we're talking geeky music, we would
do it and then look the hell out of here.
Completely remiss, sir, if we did not mention Strong Bad. Strong Bad.
A great artist.
I have the album Strong Bad Sings. I certainly do. It's funny. It's great, and there's lots of fun music, and even a song that I have done someplace at an open mic night once before. Thank you. Anytime, when you've got a cartoon character that basically looks like a Mexican wrestler,
mm-hmm,
who talks like this, who talks like...
Smells like peanut action.
Yeah, how do you go wrong?
You can't possibly go wrong. I mean, those guys, they've sold DVDs of their stupid little web cartoons. Mm-hmm. They've sold action figures. They sold me CDs and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You bought them.
I certainly did, and it's great. Geeky music is whatever that's out there that people just love.
I want to add one more.
Do it, dog.
Yeah, your closing thoughts, sir.
Corporeal. If the band, the high school band that did the theme for Halo, E3, and they were huge on YouTube for the longest time.
Yes, they were.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Oh, if you've never heard Corporeal, go to YouTube, look it up. They've got four or five beautiful videos on there. It's one, they're doing the Halo theme. It sounds like they've got 50 people and an orchestra, and they're doing it. And then there's another one where they're playing a song, and there's three people on one guitar.
Yeah.
And it sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nowadays, the geeky music really, I guess, is Guitar Hero, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Crazy kids.
Depeche Mode did a song called Halo.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sing it for us.
And it was rad.
Sing it for us.
No.
Please. Come on.
Come on.
Poke him with a stick.
Uncle Vicky.
I got it. It just take too long to get it set up.
Okay.
Fine. Besides,
guess.
I don't have the rights to play it, so I guess I could do a couple seconds.
You could
though,
do a sample.
Right?
Yeah. Samples.
Well, sing it.
Because we're an entertainment medium.
No, I'm not going to sing. I got it on my computer, but I'm not going to sing.
Okay.
I'll play it for you sometime. I was just saying, you mentioned Halo,
yeah,
so
okay,
there you
all
go.
Right.
Halo.
It's a Depeche Mode song. So.
Okay.
All right, those are your closing thoughts.
Yes.
My closing thoughts on this topic, I like bacon.
I don't. Who sang that, by the way? I don't remember. Who was that, sir?
I have no idea. I love bacon. My God, I love bacon.
You need to do a song. I love bacon.
We should do that.
We should do that.
We could. I was trying to think of some wacky things that we could do. One of the things I would like to do is to recreate the Breakfast Club. Why do I choose it? A, I love it. And two, yes, I mixed
A and
up.
Two.
A and two.
Because A1 is like trademarked.
Yeah.
It because is. It's very easy to film. Damn thing takes place
in the library
on basically one set. You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
So we need to do it. Get the camcorder. Cast it.
Okay.
Decide who would be what parts. The least appropriate, the better.
I'm not going to be Molly Ringwald. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be Molly Ringwald.
And I want to do a shot-for-shot Breakfast Club. GRD.
Kind of like Psycho.
Wow.
And we can start that series.
No, no.
Instead
he wants
just
it to be good.
Commentaries,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Which we still need to do as well. Instead of just commentaries, no, no. We'll make the movie.
Why don't we just sweet it?
Oh, yes. That's it. We'll sweet the movie.
It? We could sweet it.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
From Be Kind Rewind? Where they
we'll do the entire movie in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll do the entire really Breakfast Club in 20 minutes.
I guess we could do that.
Yeah, be
we could sweet
I'll
it.
Have to think about that. I still like the idea of shot by shot.
Okay,
do
well,
the entire
fine.
Picture on camcorder.
Okay, we leave it to you. Sweet it or shot for shot remake.
That's
you
true.
Tell
we'll
us.
Put, maybe we'll put up a,
yeah,
what's it called on the forums? We'll put up
poll.
A poll there on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you for
I
that.
I knew you were going to do that. See,
and we'll
I'm
decide
psychic.
Where to set it. We could set it at the radio station. This room is the library.
Okay.
You know, who's going to be Carl the janitor? Who's going to be... There's like eight people
the
in this
Frankalizer.
Movie. So it wouldn't be... Frank
yeah,
would have to
that's
be in it.
It.
Frank
exactly.
is in it somewhere.
He, oh, he's got to be Carl the janitor because Carl the janitor was the one voice of reason. And
could
if anyone
rich?
Is the voice of
could
reason...
It's a Frankalizer. Something.
Yeah.
You grabbed the bull by the horns!
I bet he would. Or Tom, one of the... I bet we could get people to do that. I think that would be he effing larious.
Hey, if you're anywhere in the Central Virginia area and want to possibly come
movie.
Down for a part... The GRD Breakfast Club.
I got all these white girls wants a part in my movie,
uh-huh.
And I got just a part for them.
Okay.
How long is this?
Should I push this button now?
Yeah, let's
push
do
the
it.
Button.
Okay.
GRD
Good
Weekly.
God. Sorry, folks.
A production of Real Media Radio Networks. Review us on iTunes, bitches. Sorry.
Don't tell them bitches if you want them to review the.
Join in the social geek working over on the forums and buy some GRD gear at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. GRD Weekly licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Email us at podcast, Vicar, Billy Flynn, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com or leave us a voicemail. That's right, I said it. We got voicemail. 202. No.
206.
Yeah, it's 206. I wrote the wrong thing down. That blows. 206-338-6432.
Audio turd nuggets. Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
You know I'm gonna die to look like Boba Fett. I got my helmet set, although it makes me sweat. Man.